Hey, Fab Wives. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Fab Wives Unfiltered podcast. Now, you know, we love connecting our community of wives committed to love and marriage with tools and resources that can help you do just that. And I recently downloaded the Love Tank app by Jasmine Cruz, and I am loving what I call my newfound accountability app. The Love Tank application cultivates love and purposeful interactions globally. Their mission is to exemplify the epitome of healthy relationships by providing support and fostering growth through shared experiences via their community forum. Engaging conversation, weekly tank challenges for singles, new couples, and of course, married couples too. And my personal favorite, the daily reminders to help you be intentional in your marriage sent right to your phone. The Love Tank app is available on the Apple and Google Play stores for download right now.
You're listening to Fab Wives Unfiltered, a Fab Wives podcast hosted by Lady E, where we discuss the real and raw facts of the Fab Wife life, because it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous. Hey, Fab Wives, it's your Fab Wife Lady E back again for another great podcast. How y'all ladies doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Okay, to the left of me, I got Miss Charisse. How you doing, Miss Fab Wife?
Awesome.
All right, and to the front of me, I got Miss Fab Wife, Miss Tish.
Hey, y'all.
All right, and to the right of me, I got the CEO herself, Miss Rhea Fab Wife. How are you, lady?
Hey, Fab Wives. Hey, Lady E.
Hey, all right. So the tables are definitely changing. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that the reasons why women cheat, and, you know, men used to be the ones that were cheating. So why are the women cheating? Well, why is that?
Give us stats on this, Dr. Tish.
Let me know. why women feel like they got to be out there now?
I think the change has occurred because women are now seeing, I think the stats, it's an article on CNN, so if you all haven't read it, it was published October 2017, and it was, it's titled, essentially, you know, why men cheat, or why women are cheating, and I think it's something like 40% now.
40%?
40? It was something ridiculously high.
Jeez,
but take a look at the article. I might be a little off on, but it's definitely an increase from the norm, and a lot of the things that are cited in the article is the fact that, you know, women are going because of emotional, some because of physical, as well as psychological, you know, and it's because they feel like, you know what, now they're taking a standpoint of my husband's at home. Yeah, he's, you know, being a good provider and all those things, but I'm not getting these two areas of my needs met in my marriage, and what I want is important. My needs are important. And I think you're seeing an increase because I guess in 2017, women are really just taking back some power. And again, I'm not an advocate of this at all, but I really think they're looking at it like I'm taking back some power and control over my life. Yeah. Like, yes, while I love my husband, you know, he's not getting ready to, how can I put this gently? He's not getting ready to provide all of my sexual needs, or he's gotten a little lazy in that department. But this young buck over here is down for the cause if I get him a cheeseburger.
Right. Not a cheeseburger.
And women are making a lot more money, too.
And women are making a lot more money. So the tides are really changing, I think, as we see income increasing for generation to generations. You know, when our mothers and our grandmothers, you know, were working, they were just stay-at-home moms. You know, that's just really what it was. And, you know, you waited. They didn't have access to cars or transportation.
And it was shameful. And it was like, shameful. What you mean?
Like, you would never think about it. But now women are looking at, you know what, and it kind of goes into one of our next podcasts is, you know, I'm breadwinner. You know, I'm putting in 80, 90 hours plus taking care of the kids, plus doing this. And so women are looking at it like, you know what, I need a little something on the side just to keep my sanity.
So are these? Is this like cheating or is this open marriage?
No, this is straight cheating. This is straight adultery.
This is secret. Yeah. Secretly, they think that they have something on the side, like a side dude.
Yeah, they basically have a side dude. It's the same thing as where you would typically see men, you know, having a girlfriend that they got kept in an apartment and they're keeping her up. But this is a married woman's side piece. I'm not an advocate of that, honey. I ain't going nowhere, baby.
Right.
Nowhere. But
her weekend,
yeah,
or his week,
or yeah,
her right,
yeah, it's her weekend.
His, he's,
you know, and that's what it is. And so when CNN put out the article, I was like, oh my God, I was just really shocked that the stats. And actually, a Fab Wife sent it to me and kind of like slid it in my DM. And I was like, she was like, girl, this would be a great topic for y'all's podcast. And I read, yeah, it and I was like, oh my goodness, it's just amazing to really realize the increase that's happening in women feeling justified. And that's, yeah, really, and that's, yeah, the biggest thing. It's like they feel justified, like, you know what, it's okay that I'm gonna step out because,
yeah,
I'm not getting what I need.
You know what, it's so crazy that you bring that up and you make reference to like the increasing incomes and stuff like that, because just like, for example, like a woman on the rise is like, where's your husband? Where's, mm-hmm, your husband? Like, could, mm-hmm, could they be getting married for the wrong reasons altogether with someone who's probably like not for them?
Anything.
Married to medicine.
Yeah, so that they can say,
right.
So they can say, you know, because it adds to your stature, or, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just like, what is it? Like, I don't know, statistically speaking, but like politicians, if you want to go into politics, mm-hmm, you need, oh, a, yeah, strong woman by you,
mm-hmm,
you know, a politician, mm-hmm, a male politician won't get elected, it, you know, won't easily become elected without, you know, a wife,
family,
and a family,
that picture,
yeah, that,
right,
picture,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they feel like obligated,
yeah, so maybe these women are feeling like marriage is really not for them, but they're just kind of succumbing to societal pressures.
Society pressures.
Yeah.
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 And
just
wanna go with,
so, yeah, the article is right. It says, since 1990, notes the psychoanalyst and writer that wrote the article, the rate of married women who report they've been unfaithful has increased by 40%, while the rate among men has remained the same.
Wow.
40%.
Do y'all think it has anything to do with access?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I
access?
Hear you in terms of power, right?
I
totally agree there. But I also wonder in terms of access of, like, having 24/7 access to apps that connect you with, mm-hmm, men at any given,
oh,
moment.
Oh, that's
or
a good
exes.
Point.
And blast from the past.
I can go on my
and slide in your DM.
I will not, but I can go on my,
yeah,
ex's DM. And
that's a good point.
I just wonder if that makes it easier for women,
it's
too.
It's a lot easier.
Because it's right there in front,
oh,
of you.
Tons. And, you know, it's funny because women are, I hate to say this, but we are. We're more slick with it. You
well,
could
we're smarter,
basically,
yeah,
cheat on your man and he would have absolutely no clue.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think men aren't, because it's not as expected, and that's
it's
and that's what
expected.
The article kind of discusses is, you know, women have been doing it, and one of the women basically say that, you know, she cheats on her husband. She doesn't consider it cheating, but she does it. She steps outside of her marriage every time she goes out of town, which is every week.
Oh,
ooh, wow!
She doesn't do it like in their city, but every time she goes out of town, that's when she has she does whatever she wants to do.
Oh, okay.
You know, and again, not a proponent, not in agreement. I don't understand the point of being married, but I think a bigger question is, why do women feel, why does anyone, well, it's because of women, why do wives feel empowered? Why do they feel like they need to do that? And I think that it's the need. Why do you feel,
yeah,
like you need to do that? What,
yeah,
is lacking in your,
yeah,
marriage? What,
right,
is not being addressed in your marriage that needs to be to the reason? And it would be the same thing for men, that gives you the reason and the justification in the article. These women feel justified.
Wow.
Like, a lot of men feel justified.
Like, I'm, yeah, all right with this. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm right, okay with this. Like, it's okay. I'm still coming home. I'm still doing what I
gotta
do. I
still love you.
But it's literally how they feel like they're able to maintain their sanity because their needs aren't getting met within the home.
Yeah.
So it's basically, how do you address not getting your needs met?
It's crazy. I mean, I had one coworker long, long, long time ago, so nobody knew, so don't even think I'm talking about y'all. But she had told me that her husband was like her brother or something like that, and
I've
they
heard
stayed
that a lot.
In different rooms, and she's like, oh, whatever, that's just like my brother. But again, he was
like a roommate.
A lot
it's
older
a roommate.
Than her too,
yeah.
And I don't know that whole dynamic, so who knows. There's probably so many dynamics why women feel like, hey, I just want to cheat. So in her circumstance, she was a lot younger. He probably manipulated her because he was older, and who knows, he probably didn't have any Cialis or whatever, Viagra left. She had to get her needs met.
So is it reasonable to feel like you can have all of your needs met? Like, is that a reasonable expectation to feel
it's
like
ideal, but I don't
all of
don't
your
think
needs.
I don't think
realistic.
That's I don't think
I don't
that's
think
realistic.
I'm gonna be honest, I can't think of a time in my marriage where every last need of mine was met.
But then at the same time, then you have to ask yourself, then are you happy in your marriage? Can you be happy without having
everything?
Needs
I think
met?
It depends on what needs
right,
are being met.
Right.
Yeah, what's
yeah.
the priority of
yeah.
the needs?
Right. You might not be washing the dishes,
Right.
Right? But everything else is getting met.
Yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
We good. But...
Exactly.
I can still have a nice conversation with you. Right. We mm-hmm. still laugh. We still mm-hmm. joke. I don't hate you every day. Some days.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that happens. Take. That's real talk.
Absolutely, it is. Like, just go over there. Like, go.
Yeah,
go
like, I don't want to see.
I love you, but Lord, I'm like, don't you want to go hang out with your friends? Like, right. Don't try to send my husband on grown man play days. Like, go play. Go out. We good.
Grown man.
He likes grown sports. You like sports. It. Go play.
Right.
Go play.
Right. You know, but it does have to get to the point where you absolutely say, you know, I still want to be with this man too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
So. I think what is missing in a lot of marriages is really is a desire. And people really take that word for granted, a desire to be physically stimulated, a desire to be mentally stimulated, a desire to have a strong connection with the person unlike anyone else that you would have a connection with. You know, that is what marriage mm-hmm. essentially it's supposed to be. That's what we're brought up to believe. That's what yeah. we, you know, want to believe within our heart and our spirit. But is that realistic? Does it happen? Does everyone have that marriage? Well, we know everyone doesn't, but to be able to have that marriage where, you know, that bond is just so deep, where it's like I'm thinking about something and he's thinking about something in a whole nother
yeah.
part of town.
Yeah.
And we call each other, yo, babe, yes.
Yeah.
And you're just instinct that, or when you're around each other, like you gotta touch them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know for me, I crave that in my marriage. Do I always get it? Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But it's also my love language. I had to learn to read. I had to go read a book. And I think all of those things really go into effect, too, is what are the needs of that person? And can you be happy even if you can't meet all of those needs 100% of the time? But do you make efforts to? And yeah, I think a lot of the women in these articles, they've pretty much given up. You know, like
yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. They recognize, you know what? I've tried. We've been together for 15 years. It just is what it is at this point. He ain't gonna change. I'm tired of trying to compromise. So I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I still love him. We're still great. We can still do all this together.
Right.
But there are literally, clearly 40% of women who yeah. are having whole other lives.
And there are some people. Like, I think that in general in life, we as human beings need excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that only associate excitement with new.
Like, yes.
Ooh.
It has to be new. And
that, new yes. that new love. Yeah.
That new love.
That new relationship. Oh, geez. If I could bottle that up and sell that.
Yes.
Trillionaire. Look out, Oprah. Yes. You know, you got to watch out with that, too. You know, you may have your little, co-worker boo or the co-worker husband. You know, you telling, like, you got to be careful with that, too,
yes.
because
I got that.
Maybe 40% of them didn't even realize, and it just happened to happen.
I know.
You
know,
like,
you can't
in a break room.
You just yeah. keep talking, and then it just happens.
Yeah.
You know, with us, because we're emotional.
I know a lot of people do have the work spouses. And I guess, I mean, I don't want to pass judgment on that because I think that some people do it harmlessly, but that's not for me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I think it depends on the profession, too.
Yeah.
Like in hospitals, you know, I work at a hospital, like
yeah.
you're with people a long yeah. periods of time.
I think yeah. if you, you know, I think like, if you're like, if this is your work spouse or they're more like a work bestie and y'all mm-hmm. are just cool and y'all are the opposite yeah. sex and y'all, you know, that's fine. But we ain't talking about my bae. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like, I think there's boundaries. And
yeah,
I just
need you to tell me
yeah,
about my bae.
Right. Exactly.
It gets tricky, man. It gets tricky.
I do feel like some people don't understand those boundaries and they start to, you know, jibber-jabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but that's a crazy statistic. Like, I did not realize
yeah,
this.
40%.
Yeah.
It's just why it's all of a sudden that women are feeling entitled to this. Like, they mm-hmm. feel like this is what they need to do and are deserving. And it's literally... they're viewing it as their peace, you know,
wow.
it's their peace of mind because they've gotten to a point where they don't feel like they can get it and they don't want to leave their husbands, you know, but they feel like I can't get it anywhere else. So, or I can't get it at home. So I'm going to try to get it somewhere else. And they are perfectly fine with, you know, keeping that information from their husbands and just living life, you know, but doing whatever. And again, it's not always sex. The article talks about, you know, it's just having
mental.
Good conversations.
I'm telling you, that thing
talking
is
about
real.
A book and, you know, and it's again, and it's also, I think women, wives need to ask themselves, is your husband fit like they're not getting that? You know, I think oftentimes in marriages, you're talking about two sides of the same spectrum, but you're just coming from opposite ends of the spectrum, but you're on the same spectrum, but your outlook is different. And when people and when men, and husband and wives, when they don't talk about it, when they don't really be, when they're not really open about what their needs are, what their wants are, you know, what their emotional desires, what their sexual desires are, and they just assume, you know, well, she should know, or he should know, or, you know, we've been together long enough, and you're not really saying, yo, I need you to pour hot wax on me at least once a week.
Well, I feel like people,
I need to talk about, you know.
That's why you have to, like, I can't stand when married couples are treating like each other like boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I don't want to say that because I don't want him to look at me like,
Like,
we gotta be beyond this.
Like, have to be beyond that.
Like, we touch each other's private parts. Like,
right.
We over that. Like,
I
mean, come on.
I feel like sometimes those conversations don't happen for that reason. Like, there's a little bit of shame, and then I also feel like, like maybe they don't happen because you're worried that if you're saying, can you do this? Can you do that? Then it means that you're not doing this. No, it just means I want it like this time. Right. Like,
Let's get over that.
You got to get over that stuff. Like, just because you tell Bae that you want this lick today, don't mean that he didn't lick it good last time.
Right. Yeah. Like, get out your feelings.
It's not, you know what I mean?
And break out the whipped cream.
Most times, they're not going to take it personal. I know if, you know, when Travis be like, look, I want a new trick. That doesn't mean the trick from yesterday wasn't good.
Worst.
It means he wants a new trick.
Yeah.
Right. Like, stop taking things so literally or personally. Like,
I'd rather know. And, I'd rather know what you want to get.
Exactly.
And really look at how long you've been married. You know what I mean? Like you said, like Erica, like you said, you know, starting off that new love is different. You you already doing those tricks. Now think about the things that you were doing when you first met your husband, or when you first got married, you know, and everything was real fresh and new before the kids.
That way, I know this is a little off topic, but did y'all save up any tricks?
I saved some for the night of the wedding.
I mean, you let all the tricks out the bag later? Already? Cause I ain't let all the tricks.
Not all of them, but
I ain't let all the tricks.
Oh, you still got some tricks.
You gotta give out.
We still rolling out tricks. We trying to make this marriage last.
That's good.
I need some new tricks, bro.
Right. I need some tricks. That's what my bad wives are for.
It's been 8 years. I might need to get some tricks.
We still rolling them out.
I need to take some tricks off the shelf.
Every 6 months, you can get a new one.
You can get a new trick. We can try this. Heck, I mean, Google's a beautiful thing. I guess. Google some.
I'm gonna have a Kama Sutra party at my house.
I would love it.
We're gonna have somebody come and we all can learn.
That sounds
great. For real.
No, I really might do it. I have the space for it.
I would love it.
That sounds great.
You should.
I mean, you gotta keep it popping. Like, all right.
Seriously.
And to all y'all fat wives out there, I mean, hey, 40%, y'all might be some of them. We ain't judging you.
We ain't judging
But all we're saying is that maybe you just need to have that conversation with your husband and y'all need to Google some tricks.
Yes.
Step outside of your comfort
zone. Do what you
gotta
do.
Push the envelope. Yeah. It's your marriage. You can push the envelope in your marriage.
And jump out of your routine.
Yes, routine.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Oh,
please do.
And it's so easy to do that, especially when you have kids, because you want to create structure for them.
Yeah.
So and those routines are important for children, but every once in a while, you got to break out of
it. And
their
structure, giving that routine to them gives a routine to you.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, it's just, you don't even realize it. Like, we are in bed by like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm done.
Dang.
It's done. When she goes down, we go down.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, all right. Well, thanks again for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to Fab Wives Unfiltered podcast on iTunes and also on Google Play. And while you're there, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And don't forget to follow us on all social media at Fab Wives. And definitely visit us at fabwives.com for resources, episode notes, and more. And until next time.
Be fabulous!